and good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Chad Gayden. He's commander at the Sitka Trooper Academy, here to talk about a weekend hunter safety workshop that's coming up. Welcome to Morning Edition, Chad.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Well, this is coming up Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday at the Sitka Sportsmen's Association. Why should people take this hunter safety workshop?
Well, this hunter safety course is designed for people 11 and up to get a certification that they've taken a hunter ed course, and then that certification allows anybody born after 1986 to get their hunting license. It's required for everybody born after 1986 to have this course before they can be issued a hunting license, not only in Alaska, but in, I believe, all states across the country. And this hunter ed course is recognized by all states across the country. So if you were to get the course here and then move to another state eventually, they're going to require the course as well, but they would honor and recognize the card that you receive from the course here in Alaska.
Okay, so it's mandatory for certain people seeking a hunting license.
Yes.
Not just for hunters, though, is it?
No, it is not. It is geared towards anybody that has an interest in learning more about firearm safety or having their kids learn more about firearm safety. There's certainly nothing that says that just because you take this course, you have to get a hunting license or you have to go hunting. We welcome anybody that's interested in learning more about handling firearms safely, learning more about firearms, wildlife conservation, because we certainly spend a fair amount of time talking about that, the laws and rules that regulate hunters in the field. But again, it's for anybody that's interested just in learning about those things.
So it's for individuals 11 years and up?
Correct.
And it sounds like a lot of hours, 6 to 9 on Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. There's also an online portion that people can take. But you would say this is critical. It's important we spend this much time.
Absolutely. You know, hunters and firearm safety in general, it's not just a passive conversation. We talked about it once at the dinner table. There's a lot to go along with it. And this is, we spend a lot of time on safety, but it's more than just that. We also learn about the different types of firearms, how to recognize them, different types of ammunition, different parts of the gun, how to load and unload. And there is a lot of hands-on portion, particularly on Saturday. We put the students in a lot of scenarios that they may encounter out in the woods regarding either other hunters in the area or ethical or safe shots that they would take on an animal, depending on the surroundings and the angle of the animal that the hunter's facing, etc. So we give them a lot of hands-on practical application, and it's not something that we can do in just a short amount of time. If a student does sign up for this class, there is an online portion that's required in advance of coming to the class on Friday and Saturday. Typically, these classes run about a week for several hours every night, but because of the online portion that students do before they come to this, we've shortened or condensed the actual amount of hands-on time with the instructors, but that assumes that they get the online portion done in advance, and that takes about 4 hours. So if anybody's interested in signing up, they need to do so pretty quickly so that they can get that online portion tackled.
Why is a course like this important? Would you urge people to take this course?
Absolutely. You know, every year in Alaska, we have kids that are killed or injured by firearms, often because they've not been given any instruction and they have access to guns that have been left out either in their homes or in the homes of family or friends that they go to visit. And it's a tragedy that we read about in the papers every single year in Alaska. And while I don't think we have any in recent memory here in Sitka that fit that category, we certainly don't want to be in that category. So anything that we can do to help educate people about firearms, we're happy to do that, and we want them to get involved, take an interest, and recognize that we live in Alaska. They're always going to be around guns, either at their houses or other people's houses, on boats, just everywhere you go in Alaska, they're going to be around. So you need to recognize how to handle them safely, or even if that just means don't touch, stay away.
What's your experience teaching these kinds of courses?
I've been teaching firearms to students for many, many years. I'm currently the commander at the DPS Training Academy, and before I was the commander, I was the lead firearms instructor for the Alaska State Troopers. So I've taught firearms to hundreds and hundreds of law enforcement officers around the state. I also do private instruction here, and so while this is the first time that I'll be teaching the Hunter's Ed class, I do have a lot of experience in educating people about firearms. I'm very much looking forward to working with a new group, a different age group than what I traditionally work with. I'm excited about that, and helping to bring a new group of youth into, particularly youth, but certainly adults are welcome to, but bringing them into the world of firearms and firearm safety and hunting and all that that has to offer. It can be a lifelong pursuit.
Now, you've been a trooper for, 20 years?
Almost 20 years. I've been in law enforcement for 20 years. I did 1 year as a one-man police department in a village before I joined the troopers.
So. What drew you to this line of work?
I think Everybody gets into law enforcement to some degree because they want to help people. They want to serve their community. They want to do what they can to make the world a better place. And I've certainly had 20 years of opportunities to do that. It has been a thrilling ride.
Yeah, you haven't always been in Sitka. You mentioned you were out in a village. You recently were in Fairbanks. Tell us about your movements around the state.
I believe this is my 8th assignment with the Alaska State Troopers. I started in Palmer. I was in the Nilchik for a few years on the Kenai Peninsula. We did a couple of years in Nome where we had 13 surrounding villages that I traveled to and helped the village public safety officers in those areas. Came here to Sitka for 3 years where I was an instructor. Went back to Fairbanks for about 7 years where I worked in patrol. I was with the Alaska Bureau of Investigations. I worked on the Special Emergency Response Team throughout the state. And now I've been back here in Sitka for a second opportunity at the Academy for about 2 years. It's been a thrilling ride.
It's been a thrilling ride. It's also changing, isn't it? Who's at the Academy?
It is. And, you know, people hear about the Academy and they think that it's the Trooper Academy. And all those students that they see out front in formation or training or marching around are troopers. And in reality, less than 25% of our students at the DPS Training Academy are Alaska State Troopers. We train officers from throughout the state. We have a class in session right now, and we've got people here from Juneau, from Seward, from towns throughout the state, as well as airport officers from Fairbanks and Anchorage. They attend our academy as well. We sometimes have park rangers, and now we also have village public safety officers attending our classes right alongside those troopers. When the legislature decided that the VPSOs had to have the opportunity to be armed, it didn't make sense to continue to have a separate academy for village public safety officers like we've had in the past. So now they are trained right alongside the municipal officers, the Alaska State Troopers, the airport officers, everybody. They're seated alphabetically. They wear the same uniform. They get treated the same, and they get every bit of the same amount of training.
Do you think that's been beneficial overall to the entire experience at the Trooper Academy and your ability to train competent law enforcement?
Absolutely. Integration is critical. And certainly sometimes people change from one department to another. And always in our career, we're going to be working with officers of nearby departments. And so having that same level of training, the same kind of training, and recognizing that if you bump into an officer from a related agency and know that they went to the same academy you did, there's going to be a similar expectation of how they're going to perform in a particular scenario because you were trained the same. And so it's a small state. Despite our vast size, there's not that many police officers. And so knowing one another and knowing their history and understanding their training just makes things go more smoothly on the street.
It seems to me it might also help cut down the divide between rural and urban in Alaska, which I understand can be a problem.
Absolutely. Integration is a wonderful thing. And by having these big city police officers, you know, big city by Alaska standards, scrubbing toilets with and sleeping next to and taking classes with the people from the villages, whether they be village public safety officers or village police officers, absolutely helps knock down those barriers so that they recognize that we're all the same. We all have the same problems, some a little bigger than others, just depending on the nature of where you're from. But it knocks down the barrier and it allows everybody to see each other as equals because they've got the same challenges. They've come from the same background as far as training.
Well, that's fascinating. Let's go back to the hunter education, the hunter safety workshop. Again, that's coming up Friday and Saturday. It's not just for hunters. It's for anyone 11 years old and older who want to learn about firearm safety and hunter safety. If people can't make it, what would you tell parents who are hoping to keep their kids safe?
Well, a couple things. First, if people can't make this workshop or this Hunter Ed course, we do it about twice a year. So be patient. There will probably be another one in the spring. And you can contact the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which is across from the fire hall, about when the next one will be. They don't have a date scheduled yet, but they usually do about two a year, just depending on demand. But if you want to talk to your kids about firearm safety and they're not able to take this class, certainly let's start with the basics of what your expectations are. And that has to be age appropriate. And only you as the parent know what your child is capable of and how mature they are and what your expectations of them can be. But you have to recognize, even if you decide your children are safe with firearms, you've taught them firearm safety, you supervise them around firearms, and you feel comfortable with their level of knowledge, recognize that kids have friends. And their friends are going to be coming over. And so just because you feel safe with your kids handling of firearms or believe they respect the firearms and know to stay away from them, if they're just laying out and around when their friends come over, that could certainly lead to tragedy. And you're going to be, that's not something you want to live with. Let's just not even worry about the legal aspect of it. But the having to live with that tragedy, if a tragedy happened in your home because firearms were accessible to your kids' friends, Or conversely, if you feel like, I don't need to talk to my kids about firearm safety, we don't have guns in our home, or they're always locked up, and I know that they don't have access to them, so I just don't even want to talk about it, that ignores the fact that your kids have friends and they're going to go to their friends' houses. And over there, you may not approve of the level of security that those firearms are under in their friends' houses. And so your children get over to their friends' houses and now there's guns laying around. And maybe their friend says, hey, come check out my dad's gun. And of course, we're right back now to living with that tragedy that nobody wants to have to live with. So I don't think we can put our head in the sand when it comes to firearm safety. We live in Alaska, we live in Sitka, where firearms are extremely prevalent. And I think parents have a responsibility to talk to their kids about firearm safety and what that means. And if you don't know what that means, well, this class is an opportunity to do that. Or if you're not willing or able or comfortable taking this class, you know, you could go to, I know of at least a couple of sporting goods stores here in town that carry firearms, Russell's and O'Ryan's. Go in there and say, I just want some instruction or a little bit of guidance on talking to my kids about firearms. There's numerous people here in town, and I suggest you choose your experts wisely, but there are resources available when it comes to talking to your kids about firearm safety. It has to be age appropriate, but don't feel like I just don't know where to start and I'm going to ignore the problem, because the problem is not going to go away.
Well, really quickly, how can people sign up for this course?
So they can call the Alaska Department of Fish and Game at 747-5449. That's 747-5449. Or they can go by the ADF&G office, which is downstairs in the building across the street from the fire hall.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.